This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a staycation setup morning mess. Let's say good morning to Kimmy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So what is going on with, it's your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, my boyfriend James.
What's going on with your boyfriend James?
I'm just really concerned that our relationship is basically over. I mean, we live together and he still takes care of the house financially. We've been living together for the last year, but he's been super distant, and like our physical contact, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, is super minimal.
He's not getting any of the biscuit?
Oh my God.
No, he's not.
He's not ready to risk it, Dan.
Oh, wow. So you guys have turned into roommates.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever want to be that couple, though, but we have turned into that couple.
Really?
So feeling a little stale in the bedroom, like, that's definitely a thing, but doesn't necessarily mean he's cheating.
No. Well, he's been spending a lot of time hanging out with, air quote, coworkers, and I've seen texts from other females in his phone in the past, and he's just always like, oh, it's a coworker or old friend or whatever. But no, I've never caught him actually doing anything. Hmm. But something just tells me that something's not right.
Okay.
You don't think this is just a phase? You know, you guys have gotten maybe a little comfortable, you guys living together for a while. This is just a routine. Maybe you need to spice it up.
I mean, that happens, but I work really hard to, like, keep it spicy, and I always try to look nice for him. And
now, when you say keep it spicy, like, what do you mean, keep it spicy?
That's embarrassing.
She means exactly what it means, Joey.
Oh, okay. So I want to make sure you're doing all that you can to make this work.
Maybe.
Yes.
So do you still want this relationship to work with James?
I do.
You do?
I really do, yeah. And when we're good, we're amazing, but when it's not good, it's terrible. And recently, he told me he was hanging out with some coworkers to happy hour after work. And then on Facebook, I see the coworker post that, like, a picture of his cough syrup. And he's like, oh, I feel terrible. I've been in the bed for a week. And so
the coworker he said was with was sick at home?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I guess, sure, that coworker could be lying, but why would you lie to Facebook about, you know, being...
Oh, I do it all the time. I lie on Facebook all the time.
Maybe.
Have you done the boxer test? You really don't have any proof. Have you done the boxer test to James?
You stand by this still.
Yes.
What is that?
That's when you take your man's boxers at the end of the night when he's taking a shower and you take a whiff. You could tell if he's cheating on you with the boxer test.
I was going to save you, girl, but you asked, so.
No, I've never done that.
Not the test I recommend, which is why you've called the right place.
Yeah, and your last
the right people
motivated me to just call and see if you guys can suss anything out. Would be really happy if there's nothing going on and it's all in my head, then that's fine too.
Well, I stand by two things, the boxer test and the staycation setup. It's surefire way. So what we're going to do, Kimmy, we're going to call James up, offer me free romantic hotel stay. Hey, to make it believable, does he have a close cousin or best friend that we can say entered him in the contest to win the free hotel stay?
Let's go to his coworker, Peter. They're like super buds.
Peter?
And Peter calls him Jay, so maybe you might want to tell him that.
Okay. Jay?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, so we'll say Peter entered him, and then we'll simply ask him one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay?
And hopefully he says you, Kimmy.
Hopefully.
Yeah, he better.
If he doesn't, is it a wrap, or you give him a little second chance?
I'm just hoping that he does.
You took too long. You're going to give him a second chance.
I like that. I like that you're focusing on, you know, what you know right now. And I feel like your hesitance was because you want to be positive.
Yeah,
and
but
plus, you never know until you're actually in that situation.
Right.
So we're not actually in it yet. It's just a hunch.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking, Kimmy. I know you're thinking, what would Cardi B do? Ow. Cardi B got cheated on and she took him back. So I think if he is cheating on you, ow, you give him a second chance, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
You're terrible, Joey.
What? Cardi B did it.
Shut up.
All right, staycation set up. Hold on right there, Kimmy.
Okay.
Okay, we are here with a staycation set up. Kimmy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. So you called our show, and based on just your instinct, your women's intuition, your boyfriend of 2 years, you think he's cheating on you?
Well, I'm hoping he's not. I want to stay positive about it, but
there
I...
There you go.
There you go.
I just want to see.
Does anyone ever call him Jimmy?
No, his friend Peter calls him Jay. A lot of people call him Jay.
Because Jimmy's a cheater's name.
I knew you had something to do with that.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
I know two Jimmys in my life, and they were both cheaters. All right, well, let's call James up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and hopefully he says he wants to put your name on the reservation. Okay, Kimmy?
Thanks.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with James?
Yep, this is him.
Hi, James. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news here. So it looks like you were entered into a prize giveaway that we have going on, which includes a free romantic weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We'll also accompany that with our honeymoon package. And I'm calling to confirm to you both that you are a grand prize winner, so congratulations. And two, to see if we can set up your reservation details. Do you have maybe like 30 seconds of your time to give to me?
No, actually, sorry. I don't want to do any promo or anything.
Okay, I just want you to know for sure, though, that this doesn't cost anything for you. We would actually just need a review of your experience in return. And it looks like a gentleman by the name of Peter had entered you in and said, "This is for my boy, Jay." I don't know if that rings a bell for you at all.
Dude, Pete's crazy. All right, so it's just like, I don't have to pay for anything.
You don't have to pay for anything unless there's room service. That will be a separate charge for you, but the stay in itself is completely free. So for us to get started with the reservation, I just need to start off by getting an answer to this one question. Who would you like to bring on your free romantic stay? I can take their name down whenever you're ready, sir.
Penelope?
Your f***ing baby mama? You've lost your mind. You're insane. I can't believe this right now.
What? James, is this true?
James, we got to let you know you're live on the radio really quick. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Oh, that's the last of its problems. I can't believe
this
right now.
What's going on? What's happening right now?
What do you think is going on, you idiot? You just got caught cheating on the radio. What do you think is going on?
I'm not f***ing cheating. I was just getting Penelope. She has a new boyfriend. I was just getting the room for her.
Oh. You're an idiot.
Because you expect us to believe you care that much about your baby mama that you think she deserves a romantic weekend stay as opposed to, you know, gifting your own girlfriend this?
Her new boyfriend? You give a f*** about her and her new boyfriend? Are you insane? You think
First
that I'm an
all,
idiot.
I'm not even doing anything. You didn't catch me doing anything. Someone called and offered me a room, and I'm giving it to someone. And what
yeah,
the
you're generous,
f-
all
the
right.
Radio? This is so embarrassing for you.
Embarrassing for me?
But listen, man, we've heard all the excuses in the world. There's no way in hell you're going to convince us that you were going to give a romantic hotel stay for the mother of your child and her new man when you could have taken that for you and your lady.
Well, you guys
absolutely no
people.
Way.
I don't know what to say.
You guys want to know what would Cardi B do? I know what she would do. She would f***ing kick you out. You have 2 hours to come and have all of your shit out of the house.
Cardi would do it in one, but...
Anything that's not in there, it's going to be on the front lawn.
Oh, please.
2 hours. That's 120 minutes for you because you're a f***ing idiot.
Ow.
Shut up, Joey. Oh, hello?
James?
Am I still on the radio?
Actually, you are. You got any shout-outs? You want to shout out your baby mama?
Joey, okay.
What up, Penelope?
Listen. Honestly, if that's your excuse, why wouldn't you want to give this to your girlfriend? Why did you think of your baby mama first, if that's the case?
I didn't wake up this morning knowing I would give anything away to anyone. It was my first instinct.
Okay.
I'm so sorry of you. Seriously?
I'm going to get a hold of Kimmy so I can get her some counseling services.
He hung up too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'll try and call Kimmy back. I don't know if you guys want to try calling James back.
I don't even have anything to say to James. He's an idiot. I mean, you got to come more creative with, I was going to give it to her as a gift. I know if someone called me and it was legit, offered me, like, say, a cruise or something like that. Uh-huh. I'm not going to get it to my ex-wife. I'm like, yeah, I want to take my wife.
Probably you want to take yourself.
You got to risk it.
Nope, nope, nope. We are not saying that anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, Natasha, say it.
Say it. I'm not saying it.
Say it!
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.